So thankful to see each and every one of you this morning. We miss Bob this morning, and of course Polk and Deb Arnold, and we said farewell to the Stevens family last week, but we're so thankful to see Sister Carla and Lonnie and Susan and their niece Cynthia Cox. We're so thankful for everyone here. The title of the lesson this morning is Inescapable Facts About Hell. Jesus and His New Testament are clear on the subject of hell and how to avoid going there. In fact, Jesus warns us of the danger of hell. Speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, He said, "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" Reads Matthew 23 and verse 33. For certain, there is a danger of hell if we fear men instead of God. Jesus said, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell," Matthew 10 and verse 28. The solution is to fear God. Recorded long ago, the Bible says, "Do not call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy, and do not fear what they fear, nor be in dread. But the Lord of hosts, Him you shall honor as holy. Let Him be your fear, and let Him be your dread," reads Isaiah chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. There is a danger of hell if we hinder others from following Christ. Jesus said, "Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off." We want to make a special note here that Jesus is not saying to literally harm yourself, but is using what's called a hyperbole to emphasize that drastic measures must be taken to keep one out of hellfire. Drastic measures must be taken to remove sin from our lives. It is better for one to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and their fire is not quenched. Reads Mark 9, 42 through 44. The solution is to remove the offense or sin. There is a danger of hell if we fail to love others. To those on the left hand, Jesus said, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not." Then shall they also answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee?" Then shall he answer them, saying, "Verily," or "truly, I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to the one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." Reads Mark 25, 41 through 46. "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you," Jesus said, "that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca," that is, insults or has contempt for him, "shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool," or condemns, "shall be in danger of hell fire." That's Matthew 5, 21 through 22. The solution is to value others before ourselves. Paul said, "Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others," reads Philippians 2, 3 through 4. There is a danger of hell if we fail to be his faithful servants. Regarding the parable of the talents, the one talent man said, "I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine." His Lord answered and said unto him, "Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I had not strawed." Matthew 25:24-26. Then down in verse 30, he says, "Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The solution is to use abilities and opportunities to serve. The Bible says, "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait or serve on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." Reads Romans 12, verses 4 through 8. Now notice with me four inescapable facts about hell. Hell is a place of punishment and torment. Some shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 9. In Mark 9:43-44, the Bible says, "If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter in life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Not included in the lesson is Luke chapter 16, which should be considered in this context. Luke 16 tells us that the rich man died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And in verse 24, the Bible says that the rich man was tormented in this flame. Inescapable facts about hell: hell lasts forever. Revelation 14:11 says there's the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Read Revelation 20 and verse 10. Inescapable facts about hell: hell is inescapable. Some shall go away into everlasting punishment. That's not temporary, but everlasting. But the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25:46. No redemption and no escaping the second death. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The sobering reminder of Revelation 20:14-15. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Reads Revelations 21 and verse 8. Inescapable facts about hell: one does not have to go to hell. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness or slowness, but is longsuffering to usward, that is, patient to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Read 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. God's gift of salvation in Christ delivers us from eternal death. The gospel is God's power to save. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein," that is, in the gospel, "is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans 1:16-17. Romans chapter 6 reads, beginning in verse 21, "What fruit had you then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death, but now being made free from sin and become the servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord," reads Romans 6, 21 through 23. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men," read 2 Corinthians 5, verses 10 and 11. God's gift of salvation in Christ delivers us from eternal death. It is the gospel which reveals salvation from sin and death. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and it not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works of men, lest any man should boast," Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. "Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him," reads John 3 and verse 36. In closing, will you and will I choose heaven or hell? Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day." Read 2 Thessalonians 1, 6-10. Hell is torment forever and inescapable, but not inevitable if we choose heaven. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you," 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. "The Lord invites and we await to assist. If you have a spiritual need, we ask you to come believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized in Christ, where all spiritual blessings exist. God together we stand and sing.
Though the way we journey may be often drear, we shall see the King someday. Someday. someday we shall see the King. Someday we shall shout and sing. Someday gather round the throne when He shall call His own.